Our next story here on Life Matters starts, charmingly enough, in a very normal village on the edge of a very normal town on the other side of the world in the UK. Tom Skelton and Tom GK became childhood friends. It was on the very first day of school. That all happened about 27 years ago. And as these two Toms tour Australia as comedians, their friendship is as strong as ever. Now, all this may sound kind of cute and life-affirming, but there's actually way more to this pair of boys than meets the eye. I caught up with both Toms in Perth earlier this month, and I'll let the Skelton version of a Tom tell you more.
It's lovely that we've been friends so long, but I suppose it's not newsworthy. But the particularly remarkable, special thing about our friendship is that I'm visually impaired and Tom...
I'm hearing impaired.
And neither of you started as such.
No. In its simplest form, the story begins when Tom's about 21. And do you want to shoot?
Yeah, so we both had all of our senses until around that time. And there's a genetic condition in my family which had affected my uncle and cousins before me. And I was talking to a friend in the park, and a little fly flew into my eye. This is one of the first times I noticed it. And I tried to get the fly out, and then I looked at the friend, and there was a sort of blurriness, a cloud in the middle of the eye.
What, just suddenly?
Well, it was just, I'd noticed it sort of vaguely other times, but it was just that when you close one eye, you can sort of see it very, very clearly suddenly there, or, you know, not very clearly. And then it spreads quite quickly in this condition. It's called Leber's hereditary optic neuropathy, which no one needs to know the full title of, apart from the ophthalmologists and optometrists.
I like it. Can you say it again?
It's Leber's hereditary optic neuropathy.
Why is it called Leber's?
Well, there was a guy in Germany in the 19th century called Dr. Something Leber, maybe. And he...
I thought it was political. I didn't quite understand. Now I understand.
Right. Yes, no, well...
Worker's eye disease.
Exactly, yeah. So I did get Labour's and joined the Labour's party. It's quite similar, except that it's even less popular.
So I'm just wondering, is that akin to having macular degeneration, where the centre of your vision gradually falls away?
Yes, definitely. I mean, you're a lot better researched than I am, but yes, there it is definitely a macular degeneration. I basically have no optic nerve. And it affects one eye first over a few months, and then it affects the second eye. The first time I actually noticed it without having to close another eye was actually on stage. I was doing an improvised comedy show, and another performer made a very subtle gesture, which I just totally missed, and it changed the whole meaning and tone of the scene. And it was very, very scary, and I didn't really know what it was. And even though I knew about this condition in my family, I thought, well, it can't be me. That's something that happens to other people.
So you'd already been appraised that this may be a threat to you.
Yeah, I knew it was possible.
Right.
The more you know about it, the less you
want to know, really.
Yeah, exactly. So when I finally thought, it could be that. I looked into all the likelihoods and probabilities and stuff, and thought, yeah, well, it almost certainly is that, or it's something equally scary, so I better just go with devil you know.
So that's the story of Tom Skelton, and visually why you find things difficult these days. And how old are you now, Tom?
31.
You don't have to whisper. It's okay. You're talking to a 56-year-old.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, back off. Tom GK?
So,
what's GK stand for, by the way?
Gokelin Kozłowski. There's Polish in there. There's a far back German Jewish. There's American Civil War refugee to London. It's a real big name. But I know that it's a burden for anyone who sees it. So GK worked really well.
It's very kind of you.
No, absolutely. It was very kind of the person who set me up on Facebook for the first time and was too lazy to actually put my full name in, created GK, and then when I arrived in the States, yo, GK! The name was
so born. It works, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so, so
that's nice.
How old were you, Tom, when you noticed that your hearing was diminishing?
So I guess it was when I was 16, 17, I realised that when I went to gigs, when I went to, when I played in a band, I played in a few bands, I would get ringing in my ears, but
Which a lot of musicians complain about.
Yeah, absolutely. But when I talk to my friends in the bands and things, they say, oh yeah, I get ringing in my ears, but it goes away after a few minutes, and mine didn't. However, it wasn't until I was 25 that I actually had an MRI scan finally, and doctors found the two tumours on both of my ear nerves, on my auditory nerves, which were a pretty much certain sign of neurofibromatosis 2.
So it's then, a sequel yeah. to one.
Absolutely, yeah. One has its own strengths. Doing well, but there was also the spin-off schwannomatosis. But they really felt that there was a market for a sequel, it's very rare. Should say just emphasise, it's a little bit rarer than Tom, so I win.
Okay, got that out there now.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Just wanted to say, you know, friends are competitive. And
Tom, can I ask you, Tom GK, this is. Can I ask you whether, like Tom's, your condition is hereditary?
So it's not hereditary in terms of my family. No one has it in my family. If I were to have kids, then it would be a 50% chance of me passing it on. So I'm the creator of this and now forevermore.
And what's happened to those tumours?
So when I was diagnosed, you go through this process. Like Tom said, it's a very sort of scary thing. You research, but then you research to the point that you have to and no further because it's scary. I went to lots
Which is a typical boy thing to do, can I say?
Yeah, right.
As boys, we really suck at looking after who we are.
No, absolutely. And we also assume that we are the prize stag in the field, right? We presume that everything's fine.
Look at my antlers.
Absolutely. Yeah. For listeners who can't see my antlers, they are great. Anyway, so I was going to these doctors. There were no real treatments at all apart from surgery, which is really scary. If you've ever been in a room, I'm sure there's many people who have with things like cancer as well. When you have surgeons in the room and they're basically, I know this is very unfair, surgeons do a great job, but you feel like they're butchers kind of like looking at you. How can we cut this up? How can we fillet him? And it was so scary. I knew that I would lose all my hearing if the tumours were taken out anyway.
That was a certainty, wasn't it?
Well, it was like 90%. Yeah, absolutely. And also what was a very high chance as well would be that my facial nerve would be reduced and then my face would slide down. And for a 25-year-old who I was single and suddenly to have your face sort of at risk was super scary.
But not only that, Tom, you're a musician, but you also wrote about music for a living. You were a music critic and you were writing for the Daily Telegraph.
Yes, and that was a dream. I'd worked really hard to make that happen. When I was diagnosed, first thing I did, I just listened constantly to music because I didn't know whether this would be the last time I would listen to Abbey Road or whether this would be the last time that I would listen to whatever new music was coming out, and I just tried to soak it all up. Listen to that bass line, can I remember it? And that happened for probably about a year. If there was a quiet moment, you know, when a speaker breaks or when the room suddenly goes silent, is it that or is it me? It was kind of constant, that kind of fear.
So, Tom, as you pointed out, you were facing the prospect of total deafness.
Yeah.
Because of the removal of tumours.
Or the growth of these tumours.
Or the growth. So either way, you were not blessed.
No.
So what decision was made and where are you?
So there was, after about 6 months, there was this little light that appeared on the horizon, which was called Avastin, which is a chemotherapy drug which people might know from bowel cancer, brain or kidney cancer. And this guy, and I think I'm going to get this right, his name is Dr. Scott Prokin, and he's in Boston in the United States. I want to name him because I only found this out, you know, a little while ago, and he's my hero. He decided to repurpose this Avastin, which is a chemotherapy drug, and give it to some neurofibromatosis to patients, and it had a 60% chance of working for me. I was very blessed that I was one of that 60%. And now, 5.5 years on, I'm pretty much every 4 weeks, I have this drug, and it's just allowed me to carry on. So basically, until somebody else comes along with a better idea, I am in a pretty great situation, and it's lasted for 6 years. I can't see a reason why it's not going to last for 10 now. I mean, I talk to my consultants and things. For a moment where you kind of think that your world really has just blown into a million pieces, to be here 6 years on, pretty much in the same situation, is remarkable.
If you've just joined us, my guests are Tom Skelton and Tom GK. And not only are they longtime friends, been friends since they were tiny kids for 27 years now, Tom Skelton has in later life developed a form of macular degeneration, so his vision is highly impaired.
One of the big things for me was that I thought I was going to have to give up everything. So I had to give up this university course I was doing, or at least postpone it. I was going to move to London, and I just gave that up. It was just a series of having to withdraw and give up from everything. And then the director of the improvised comedy group I was in, he said, "Well, why don't you just give it a go?" And I thought, no, I won't be able to do it. And he said, "Why don't you give it a go?" And then I came to a rehearsal, and it turned out that I was still okay at it. I was still making people laugh. I was still finding the funny of the scenes as much as I had before. And then I went and did a show, and then an audience was laughing. And for me, it was
that was what you needed.
Yeah, it was the one thing that I was still able to do as well as before I'd lost my sight. You know, I was putting the kettle in the fridge and stuff like that, and you know, bumping into everything, and you know, putting on one odd sock, and you know, one tip I would say, if anyone is losing their sight, Buy all black socks, because then there's no odd socks.
Tom GK has written a musical about his hearing loss called, cunningly enough, Hearing Loss, the Musical.
Absolutely. So as a former music critic, I, of course, really wanted to be up on stage doing the music.
How's the soundtrack?
So the soundtrack, I think it's, I mean, the only way I can judge it is that the people we're staying with and Tom around the house are constantly singing not just one of the songs, but many of the songs. They seem to get into people's heads. So,
definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So, are we going to hear something from that today?
So I think we're going to hear something from Did You Hear What I Saw, our theme tune that kind of brings us both together.
Here we go.
We've been friends forever, that's how it's always been. I've been there for you, and you've always been there for me.
We've been there together through tough times. This bit is important, I don't care if this bit rhymes. And did you hear what I saw?
Yes, I did, Tom, but did you see what I heard? When we were much younger, I could see and he could hear. And as I lost my eyesight, a few things became very clear. Friendship is important, it's the most important thing of all. He'll be there to pick me up every time I fall, yes.
Did you hear what I saw?
Yes, I did, Tom, but did you see what I heard?
And did you hear what I saw?
Every word, Tom, but did you see what I heard?
Now the show is ending. There's one message before we go. Friendship is important. It's the most important thing of all.
Whatever life throws at you, don't be beaten, stand up tall. He'll be there to pick me up every time I fall.
And did you hear what I saw?
Yes, Tom, but did you see what I heard?
Did you hear what I saw?
Every word, Tom, but did you see what I heard?
Oh, they're such dags, aren't they? Comedians Tom Skelton and Tom GK, lifelong friends, who are both dealing with rare diseases that developed in their 20s. As a result, Tom Skelton has only 5% vision and Tom GK has lost most of his hearing. And you've just heard the title track from their dual comedy, Did You Hear What I Saw? You can catch the Toms this weekend during this show at the Adelaide Fringe. That's this weekend. But also, they've got their solo shows and in Adelaide as well. Tom GK has got Hearing Loss the Musical. And Tom Skelton is doing Macbeth because, you know, it's good to have some lofty ambitions. I think he's been doing some very good goal setting. Clearly, the Bard holds no fear. I'll have more details about their Adelaide gigs on the Life Matters website.